What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Monday, June 17th. Our top stories for the day. Mark is going to tell us about continued protests raging in Hong Kong.
Yeah, they're all protesting. The whole fucking place.
Yeah, sounds pretty wild. Pat is going to tell us about some Phoenix cops, Phoenix, Arizona cops, who really fucked up last week.
These guys love the F word. They love it.
The F word?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do. Which one?
Fuck.
Okay.
Then I'm going to take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away,
so
Mark.
So apparently not a lot of people in Hong Kong share my opinion that protests are pointless useless.
Not really a lot of people in the world.
Okay. Well, sure. I guess not. And certainly not in Hong Kong. And that is because 2 million Hong Kongers took to the streets on Sunday to denounce the Chinese government and the extradition bill that Hong Kong was going to try to push through related to extraditing Hong Kong citizens to China. They've only been a part of with China for 20 years, as
they were
we discussed,
under British rule before that,
up until 1997. Yep. So yeah, this is the third time Hong Kongers have taken to the street to protest this particular extradition bill in just over a week, and the biggest protest in terms of numbers by far, with an estimated 2 million of the 7 million Hong Kong citizens protesting. And that is an insane percentage if you think about it. I mean, like, I guess no one, like, work wasn't a thing. Like, no one showed up to work. Shops. Can you, like, think about, like, 30% of New York.
Right.
Of all New York. So protesting in the streets.
It is crazy, but the reason I think it's possible is because of the tight proximity of them. It's like, if your country is 407 or 27 miles square miles, which it is, like,
well, you almost
that's
get,
a lot of people packed in one space.
It's a lot of peer pressure. You almost get bullied into it.
Yeah, you're here. If three of your neighbors,
right,
four neighbors are
that's
doing
true.
It.
That's true. That's a lot of peer pressure. Yeah. Also, as we covered, Mark, I mean, when a protest is this massive, that size, then it's impressive.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if it's 10 people picketing with signs, it's
I'm
it's
throwing
not,
my coffee
2 million
at
people.
I was going to wait till the end, and I still will, but yeah, I'm coming around. Hong Kong's, like, changing my heart like the Grinch style, where they're making it grow three hot times that day.
You're understanding that protests.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure, just shut up and let me finish the story.
Right.
Mark's a real social justice warrior.
The large
now,
protest on Sunday also resulted in the first death of a protester.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the protester fell from a building while hanging an anti-extradition banner. So that's kind of on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did they martyr him, though, anyway?
Yeah, he served as like a martyr. It served as like a shot of adrenaline in the protesters' arms to protest.
It's the way
harder.
He wanted to go.
Exactly.
I mean, he gave him a lot of juice.
They're like, that building just extradited Eddie. Let's get him.
Yeah, Eddie was a little suicidal.
Yeah.
He was like, let me get up on this dangerous ledge and hang this banner. And if I do, great. If I don't, great.
Could have been. So far, the protests have been mainly peaceful. As I mentioned, there's only the one death, which was a complete accident. Considering the sheer amount of people, that's pretty impressive. But there was some violence this past Wednesday with clashes with police and tear gas and some beatings and stuff that left 80 people injured, including 22 police officers. So one bad scene on Wednesday, one accident with the falling on Sunday. Other than that, it's just been a shitload of people in the streets protesting. The Hong Kong government has suspended its controversial bill of extradition to allow people to be extradited to mainland China. So that's a win, right?
Win. Yeah, can I bring
something protesters
up real quick?
They suspended it.
2 million people in one area. What are they doing about toilets? Because there's no way they're going to be able to handle all...
Well, they all live there. They just go upstairs to the toilet.
It's still too many people.
Well, it's like, you know that everyone's opening their doors for everyone because they're all on the same
side.
Right,
but do you want a line of strangers going into crap in
your
house?
That's what you're thinking about?
All right. Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, if you're willing to protest all day
back,
and skip work, I'd imagine
right.
That's a shit in your
back
house.
To the
sorry,
facts.
Mark,
back to the facts. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, indefinitely suspended the extradition extradition bill on Saturday, which should be a win, right? That's considered a
win.
That's great. Right? No. She did it because it sparked massive protests in the city, obviously. She said, we are doing this for a responsible government to restore as quickly as possible this calmness in society. Translation, I didn't think that 2 million of you assholes would show up and protest in the streets. Jesus fucking Christ. Of course we have to do something about this bill now. My bosses in communist China are pissed, but we have to suspend it so I don't get my fucking limbs ripped off my body in front of the entire Hong Kong square.
We don't want that.
No. So, but like, yeah. I was mentioning, is that Hong Kong people are still not happy about this at all. They don't want the bill suspended. They want the bill withdrawn.
Okay.
Get rid of it.
Right. It makes sense. And I also see people like wanting the U.S. to step in on the side of Hong Kong. And that seems like a real hornet's nest situation with like Emperor Xi and Putin being all buddies. Like, you have to go ask Xi, like, hey, you want to side with the voice of the people somewhere that's always been under Western control?
G
like, that just sounds like a tough
G
sell.
Xi is going to unsuspend this bill as quickly as he possibly can.
He wants
can.
To eat Hong Kong for breakfast.
Oh, for sure.
he's hungry.
Absolutely. So, yeah, they want Lam. Hong Kongers want Lam, the chief executive, to resign as well. They want her to get the fuck out of there because she's clearly, it seems like she's on the side of communist China.
Okay.
Who are her bosses. She's kind of like the middle person. She's
got
to please Hong Kong. She's their chief executive, but
she's the regional manager.
Yeah, exactly. And she's the real chief executive. Hong Kong has a special status as a customs territory, and Beijing agreed back in 1997 to a one country, two systems. So they said, all right, China will have our system. Hong Kong, you can have your system and you'll have legal autonomy to rule your system for 50 years. So that's from 1997 till 2047, at which point Hong Kong would have to revert to mainland China control. But until 2047, they're supposed to be able to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, they call that the not in my lifetime policy, which means the kids are going to have to deal with it, not us. So fuck them.
It's like millennials and social security.
Yeah, it's like recycling, sort of. It's like, well, we'll just delay it a little
Let's
bit.
Let's make sure that we're safe. But our kids, I don't care. They suck anyway.
Exactly. What are they going to do in 2047? There's a lot of them. They're all planning on moving. They're protesting now. Are they going to move in 2047?
I'm going to be living in Detroit at that point.
The current 2019 extradition bill, basically what it allows for Hong Kong citizens that are suspects of crimes to be handed over to China to be dealt with however China deems fit with their legal system. So basically Hong Kong journalists, loudmouth social media influencers, political figures, and even drunk bargoers that are all able to talk shit about China freely now are afraid they're just going to get kidnapped and jailed or worst.
That's kind of what they do. That's like their specialty is kidnapping those who are dissension.
Black bag.
Dissension.
Right?
Black bag
over the head. If we were in this situation, Hard Factor would be some of the first people to get black bagged.
Oh yeah, Mark's gone.
We might get black bag in the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. We'd be so fucked. So that being said, I have come around on protest because I understand what they're saying here. I don't want to get black bagged. These people don't want to get black bagged.
So Mark, you're finally getting it that the reason we're talking about this issue in Hong Kong is because people protested. So they effectively did their job, which is, they walked around and brought attention to the issue. You got it, right?
You're such a sissy. In 2014, several Hong Kong booksellers critical of China infamously disappeared. So that's kind of why they're a little bit worried. Then they reappeared in custody behind China's border. So black-backed.
Yeah, black-backed.
How'd that happen?
Black-backed. And we don't even have to bring up the tax thing again. China kidnapped their biggest movie star because she did like a tax loophole and didn't pay all of her taxes. She was literally their most famous and attractive, like popular movie star. They just kidnapped her.
I bet they didn't black bag her. I bet they kept the bag off her face so they could look at her face.
That's true.
They were kidnapping her.
They black wristed her.
Yeah, it was like, just a wrist thing. Yeah, and then we look at her face.
They just tightened her lips up.
We don't cover her face.
Don't yell.
So beautiful.
Anyways, yeah, like I said, this is a good protest. I'm happy for them. I hope that they get the thing withdrawn. Jack C. Chan on the internet says, what you should do, Carrie, and he's talking to Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong, is what your father should have done before. Withdraw. So that's a sex pullout joke.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do we know if her father was involved in government, or is he saying that her father... She should have just never been born at all, regardless about what her
just
father
saying that hot load should have stayed
right,
in his balls.
Her father was certainly involved in politics,
gross.
But he's talking about the load in his balls.
Okay, ball load, just making sure.
Pull out and shoot it on his stomach.
Okay.
Right.
All right, guys, moving along.
You know those times when every day feels the same, like you're on autopilot? How you're so caught up in your routine that you forget to take care of yourself? Take one look at pictures of me on the internet, and you'll know that I'm squarely in that boat. And lucky for me and those like me, Dollar Shave Club makes it easy to take care of yourself when that happens. Their hygiene products make it so that I'm at least stocked up on all I need to look good and smell fresh. It's up to me to actually use them appropriately, which when I do remember to, they work like a charm. I can't tell you how many times my day has been turned around by their body wash and toothpaste, and no razor tames my stubble like the Six Blade Executive. It's as good as it gets. Best products on the market. It's just that simple. And right now, you can get a Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5. It comes with everything you need for a great shave. The Executive Razor, shave butter, and face cleanser. You're going to love it as much as I do. Get your starter set for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/hard. That's dollarshaveclub.com/hard.
Let me preface this story by saying, look, there are bad people and good people in every job, right? And the profession of police officer is a very, very tough one. It's high stress. It's dangerous. A lot of times it's thankless. And much like any profession, including educators, police are grossly underpaid for the job that they do, which an unfortunate byproduct of is that some people are attracted to the position for the wrong reasons. And or don't have the strength or poise to execute their duties in the ways that they're supposed to. So anyway, love cops.
Some of them. Most of the cops, like at every job, you said they're good people. We got a lot of cop listeners.
Yeah.
Shout out to our police officer listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeping people safe. But, you know, there sometimes it goes wrong.
I just started watching True Detective 3. Love crime movies. Law and Order.
Yeah, Law and Order is so good, especially the law part. Let me pose a hypothetical situation, you guys. You're a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, right?
Okay.
And you get a call that a child stole a doll from the dollar store. And you think to yourself, okay, someone stole something that probably costs a dollar or less from a store that sells useless junk.
I'm going to stop you there. It's a dollar or more. That could have been a $3 doll.
Okay, all right, still under five. And when you arrive at the scene with, for some reason, 10 other officers, you observe that the suspects are a family of a pregnant woman, her fiancé, and two children who are toddler age. What do you do?
Get that fucking doll back.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I would be definitely the last cop to get out of my car.
Yeah, yeah. I drive off. I'm like, you guys got it. Yeah.
If you said
looks like you have it handled.
If you said act like you just shot some steroids while at a Pantera concert, then you must have seen the viral police video from over the weekend.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Right.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's very bad. So this incident began as police officers responded to a report of shoplifting on May 27th. And they rolled up on 22-year-old Drayvon Ames.
It cost more money to place the call.
Oh, it cost more money than the gas over there.
Right, exactly. Stupid.
Yeah, 10 cars. 10 cars. Yeah, it's a lot of gas.
So we got Drayvon Ames, 22 years old. He's the male. His pregnant fiance, Aisha Harper, is 24. And their two young children. The cops roll up with them at an apartment complex that they had just driven to where their babysitter lived. And they wanted these people out of the car. And they drew their weapons
badly,
hard, all of their weapons to get these people out of the car. They demanded that Aisha put her fucking hands up, to which she responded, "My hands are holding babies." Which,
oh man, they should have stolen some car seats then.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That wasn't safe. The cops did not like that. They did not like that answer, that my hands are holding babies. The children's, whose names were London Drake and Island Drake, sound like different looks you can buy for your Drake action figure, were just... Yeah,
creative names.
I'm Island Drake. I'm London Drake.
He's got a suit on.
Yeah, for London Drake. Yeah, totally. Island Drake has got the cargo shorts and the puka shell necklace. Anyway, these children were just 1 and 4 years old. And the growing number of cops that were arriving at the scene went ham on this family, drawing their weapons and pointing them at the family, including the children, while yelling things like, "Get out of the fucking car. Get out of the fucking car right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put a fucking cap in your fucking head."
Yikes.
Well, that.
Yeah, that's the one. So, like, here's the deal. If you tend to scream, "I'm going to put a fucking cap in your fucking head," whenever you have your firearm drawn, then you should definitely look into a different profession. Yeah. Than enforcing the peace on the community.
And when the guy yelled that, he definitely had like a voice crack where like it sounded like he was going through puberty.
He was so upset. Yeah,
he was so angry.
Yeah. I think he was. I think he was re-pubertizing himself.
He was getting
in that
so
moment.
Angry. That's one of those things you have to take it back and like, even if it hadn't gone viral, you have to like kind of bring it back and be like, "Steve, did you yell the fucking cap in the fucking headline?"
Yeah. Did you do that again, Steve?
Yeah, did you do that one again? That's what we practiced that in the locker room as a joke. You shouldn't be saying that.
Well, we talked about that one, pal.
Steve, you understand that like, that the point of your job is to defuse the situation, right?
Right.
And you shouldn't threaten people that you're gonna fucking get shot.
Steve, you know that when you actually put a fucking cap, when you, at some point you're either gonna get shot at or you're gonna have to put a cap in someone's head, and that's gonna be your last day on the job.
Yeah.
Either way.
I would love to see the statistics of how often families of four with toddler children in the car fire back at officers, because I would guess never.
Sometimes.
Zero times.
So the suspects, they could not get their car door open, which if you have a shitty car like I do, you can relate to. They were literally yelling like, I can't open the car door, it's broken. And this made the officers even angrier.
You would have got the cap in the headline, because you can't get out of your car quickly.
I will say this. These guys were like, they were yelling, hands up, I have my hands up, I have my hands up. Don't shoot, as in like, hands up, don't shoot. And that's why black people say that, because they get shot a lot. When they finally got Drayvon Ames out of the car, they shoved him against the vehicle hard and told him to spread his fucking legs, which he obliged, which the officer yelled, when I tell you to do something, you fucking do it. And he was like, I did.
Right. Yeah, they were compliant. Like, yeah, there was nothing.
There were two different video angles of bystanders shooting this thing. And you could tell it got bad when one bystander said something to the effect of, can we please defuse the situation?
Yeah.
Which is what the police officer's job is.
Can we start acting like police officers?
Yeah, this was the most give me a fucking reason situation I've ever seen in my life. Just give me a reason to pull the trigger on you.
Yeah, it's bad. And I said probably never have they been shot at with Tom was in the car. That's probably not true. You have to be careful with every situation.
Yeah, this is not,
understood, but this was an overreaction.
But still, if you got your firearm drawn on a woman holding a baby and you're saying you're going to put a cap in her head,
I was a down and dirty criminal and a cop killer, I would be carrying around fake babies in the car.
Fake babies, yeah. They were actually just small, older criminals.
I got so many toddlers in the car.
You dress them up.
Right, so police officers always do have to be careful and assume the worst in almost every situation. But still, this guy, no chill.
That's why I preface, they have a very difficult job. But I think
cap in the head guy should be fired immediately. A couple of them probably should be fired. Yes, but the cap in the head guy needs to go.
A very nice lady from the community who was shooting the video was like, I'm going to go with the babies. So she went and grabbed the babies.
Nice.
These children were, this is fucking traumatic.
Well, yeah, they didn't want to give them to the cops. The cops were screaming they were going to put a cap in their head.
Anyway, you guys get the picture. These guys messed up bad, but look, this was a window into what happens to African Americans, unfortunately, sometimes in police situations. They were scared shitless, and it was bad. In a letter to the city last week, the family's lawyer said they were willing to settle for $10 million, and Mayor Katie Gallego apologized to the family. She said it made her sick, and she said that the city would speed up the rollout of body cams for every police precinct so they can have them by August. Nice, Mayor Katie. The officers involved in the confrontation have been assigned to desk duty, where they are ripping through pages with their pens because they're pressing so hard.
They're snapping pencils.
Yeah, just screaming as they fill up paperwork while angry coming. Let's take it to the internet.
Angry coming in their pants?
Yeah.
This story did make me think of your term fear boner.
Yeah.
It's a total fear. These guys are angry. All right, look. Sinead O'Pain. I think it's Sinead. Sinead
J-Pain. No. Maybe, but... Spell the first name.
S-I-O-N-E-A-D.
Cyanade.
Cyanade J. Payne says, as a Canadian who has yet to meet or hear of an American police officer I respect.
Fuck you.
I will tell you right now, I will never set foot in Arizona and will be posting this disgusting video of your racist force on all of my social media with a request for everyone I know to do the same. And to that I say,
yeah, okay there.
Okay, Cyanade. Why don't you just
Arizona's
stay
finished.
Up there in Canada, buddy. We don't need you down here. We got our own problems, and we'll deal with them internally. Thank you, Cyanide.
How many
Fuck
American
off.
Police officers has she met? Two?
Yeah, none.
Two drunk right. that she's
Zero.
Yelled at?
Met or her.
Vacationing?
I live in Northern
I'm at
Canada.
A bachelorette party, and you need to leave us alone here.
So there's nothing that, no matter how disgustingly they acted, there's nothing that can make you angry at foreigners than them criticizing you. And your nation. So
yeah.
Fuck them.
Your name sucks.
Glad Cyanade really, enlightened all of us.
We can all unify on that.
Yeah, we can all agree that Cyanade's name sucks.
All right, let's take it over to the lightning round.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt. Oh, yeah.
So if you haven't heard yet, two oil tankers in the Gulf of
Oman
were attacked last week.
I came into early. Can you say it again?
Two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman were attacked last week.
Oman!
Yeah, got it.
Oh, man. Yeah, good one. One was a Norwegian Nailed vessel it. And the other was a Japanese. And the race began immediately to place the blame on who caused these attacks. While the boat captain on the Japanese ship said they were hit with something from the air, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that there is no doubt that these tankers were sabotaged by Iranian patrol forces, claiming that those Iranian patrol forces used a landmine to blow a hole in the Norwegian ship. Surprise, surprise, Saudi Arabia is all aboard the blame Iran train. You know, they want those emergency weapons. And now we've got a pair of unlikely allies with Russian President Vladimir Putin and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg urging for the truth to be fully uncovered before making any decisions about responding to the threat. So this is a fucking crazy story, and obviously
it was either the air or the landmine. It was either
right, yeah. It was either the Iranians using landmines or it was the air, unknown air.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah. And so obviously the USA has a horrible track record when it comes to manufacturing attacks on ships to start wars. Well-documented events where we've manufactured ship attacks to
get into wars.
You're
talking about,
like,
the Lusitania, so, like, way back in the day or whatever?
Gulf of Tonkin, all of it, yeah. So it's just, we're, you know, this is kind of our MO. It's a weird one here.
Yeah, ships.
No one knows what happens at sea.
No, that's the whole point. That's why I get away with it.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Right.
If you want to dump a body.
Could have been a big whale.
You take it out to sea.
It's the implication, right? It's like the U.S. like goes by the dentist system.
Hey, by the way, if I made a fuck Saudi Arabia t-shirt, would you guys wear it? Not Arabians. Arabia.
I'd wear it in this garage. I don't know. I don't know.
That's a bold one.
I feel like
one.
You get a fatwa. What's
you
it called?
You think they'd fatwa me?
Yeah.
Fucking fatwa.
Definitely.
Yeah. Fatwa me, dog.
No, you don't want that.
Definitely.
I'm armed, and I have my, We the People holster.
I prefer you not to get a fatwa put on you. In the most fucked up story we may ever read, a lesbian couple in Brazil has confessed to killing one of the women's son by completely dismembering him and trying to hide the body. What's even worse, they've also confessed to cutting off the boy's penis a year before they killed him.
Oh, come on.
He was 9 years old. In related news, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, he's upset that Brazil has to perform over 1,000 penis amputations a year due to poor hygiene. So just an all-around horrible news weekend for Brazil.
Jesus. What's up with all the penises?
Well, look, guys, I got to say something.
Problem.
When we were growing up, we had some bros that had uncircumcised penises. And I'm circumcised, so I didn't know what they were talking about. But they told me that their dads took them aside and explained to them, hey, this is how you clean the under part of your under penis skin.
You pull your disgusting skin down and you get
they need to have some more of those tocks.
And you wash it.
Yeah. This is on the dads.
Shmegma.
Guys. This is on the dads.
You got to get that shmegma.
Or the government, because the government needs to educate people with that.
But think about it. Wait, time out real quick. Like, okay, you don't have to deal with that because you got a circumcised penis, but you have teeth. Do you brush your teeth twice a day, every day, three times a day, every day?
No, not every
day. No, sometimes you go a couple days or a day without brushing your
teeth. That's
true. Not enough to where my dick is falling off.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying you probably would have some smelly dick days. That's all I'm saying.
It's your dick, bro.
They need more Dollar Shave Club in Brazil. That's the outcome of this. An Indian stuntman named the Wizard Mandrake.
Wow.
He lowered himself in a cage, chained up into the Ganges River on Sunday. He was gonna escape and come to the surface. Before he went under, he said, "If I can free myself, it will be magic. If I cannot, it will be tragic." And tragedy won in straight sets as the Wizard Mandrake has yet to emerge from the extremely polluted and murky crocodile-infested waters of the Ganges River.
The Wizard Mandrake's fine. This is part of the plan.
Yeah, he's just ramping up the tension.
This is part of the plan. You don't drop a poem like that. The magic and tragic, and then die.
I will say this.
I hope you're right.
If the Mandrake does die, and if I were setting up my AOL Instant Message screen name today, I would absolutely choose the Wizard Mandrake.
If he dies, let's jump on that moniker, because it's a fantastic moniker.
And he has to surrender it.
Now,
we should probably just lock down those handles.
Now we can make a Wizard Mandrake shirt.
Right now.
Get a Wizard Mandrake shirt going.
WizardMandrake.com.
All right. Finally, OJ is on Twitter threatening to get even with people. That should be fun to watch. The U.S. women's team is eviscerating the rest of the world in the Women's World Cup, as is tradition. And that does it for Hard Factor today. As always, thank you for listening. Follow on Twitter and Instagram at Hard Factor News. Rate 5 stars in the iTunes app. And most importantly, go have yourself a great fucking Monday.
illegal.